Not everyone gets to announce the Bears' second-round pick at the 2017 NFL Draft. But not everyone has overcome the same challenges as 18-year-old Kate Foster.
When I was 11 years old, I was really sick. And we didn't know exactly what it was. And I was like that for about 6 months. And then we finally found out, we did some tests, and we found out that I had leukemia.
Kate's life was in jeopardy, and so was her future as a gymnast. Her 25 hours of training a week were replaced with long days undergoing chemotherapy.
I ended with a bone marrow transplant, and unfortunately, during that, we had to amputate my leg due to a complication.
The orthopedic surgeon said, listen, even if we do save the leg and this all works out, it's going to be a non-load-bearing leg. She will not be mobile. So at that point, the decision was made, if she wants to be active and she wants to have a normal life, then let's go ahead and amputate it.
When you found out that your leg was going to have to be amputated, what goes through your mind?
So I actually told them no. That was my initial reaction, was no, you can't do that. I need it for gymnastics. But you know, it really wasn't a decision in the end. I mean, it was either my leg or my life. Then my gymnastics coach said something. She told me that she's never taught a one-legged gymnast before, but she was willing to try if I was. And from that moment on, I knew I was going back. I was going to make it work. Let it go up. Keep your hips up.
Kate will be surrounded by other athletes who share the same passion for their sport when she reveals the 36th overall pick as part of the NFL's partnership with St. Jude.
The Chicago Bears select...
So St. Jude had called me and said, hey, does Kate have a favorite football team? And I said, only the Bears.
It's so exciting. And I have to say, I think the most exciting part about it is how excited my dad is. He's just over the moon. It's crazy.
Been a Bears fan my entire life. I grew up in a house where my dad was a big Bears fan. It wasn't an option with our kids. You know, my wife and I went to college at University of Wisconsin-Platteville, and that was during the time that the Bears were there and won the Super Bowl. So we were there from 84 to 89, and we got to meet a ton of the players. We had a lot of fun with them. It was a great time.
Former Bears center Jay Hilgenberg attended training camp in Platteville during that time and will accompany Kate on stage to make the Bears pick.
What does this moment mean to you? I mean, St. Jude's partnership with the NFL and just giving you the chance to do this.
It's just so amazing because St. Jude is so great and they really work hard to, you know, make sure that their patients are comfortable and that they're getting the best treatment possible. And they do the little things outside of the hospital too, and it's so great to see something as big as the NFL working with them, because they really deserve it.